Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast, a show by gamers for gamers. We cover everything from Mario to Munchkin, role playing to retro games, and everything in between. Now, without further ado, let's get on with the show.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to the show. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baolus.
And today we want to talk a little bit about missed opportunities in MMORPGs. Well, primarily MMOs anyway. Because you were talking to me earlier about particular IPs that just haven't been handled well with the MMOs they were made into. You want to elaborate on that a bit?
Well, when we were doing the show about Star Wars, it made me think about all those properties that have great potential and either been ham-handed, you know, ham-fisted when they were made, or they just were just... the spirit of the game was not there.
Hmm.
You know, there's fantastic properties out there waiting to be made into an MMO. And nobody's doing it because they're afraid it's going to fail, like Star Wars failed. Or they just don't realize the fan base behind it. I don't really see how a Doctor Who MMO could be made.
Yeah, that would be hard.
It has such a rabid fan base that it has potential. You know, Firefly. Yes, somebody was making an MMO out of it.
Yeah.
Where's that gone?
Nowhere. I'm still waiting for my copy of that game.
How many years has that been in development?
Way too long. But the thing is that they eventually were not given the rights, and then the rights were given to another company to create a mobile MMO that, as far as I know, never came out either. Because, of course, everyone wants to play that on a mobile device.
It has a rabid fan base.
Yep.
You know? It's just... White Wolf.
Oh, God.
You know? One of the better tabletop gaming setups. I'm not saying great, because it has its issues. But it's the property, the world, the setting.
World of Darkness is one of the best settings in all tabletop role playing.
Rich with characters and classes and races and just everything you need to make a good MMO. And it's sitting on someone's shelf. They started making it, and then they just stopped.
They canceled it to focus on their one MMO Eve. Because that was the property that was going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, didn't Eve just go free to play because they're barely staying afloat and they ended up having to sell off White Wolf Studios?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, CCP, such a good job with that. Yeah.
But that's my whole point. All of these properties that have potential and either nobody's picking up on it, or they've picked it up and they're
fucked
not doing anything
up
with it.
I'm sorry, as Angry Joe would say, you fucked it up! Yeah. For example, Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh yeah, that's a steaming pile.
I know a lot of people really enjoy it. I played in the beta and I just couldn't. I mean, I like Skyrim, but I don't enjoy the combat system very much. But the combat system in Elder Scrolls Online, oh my god, it's atrocious.
Well, I for one have never tried it just because of what they did to one of my favorite games. And Skyrim is one of my favorite games.
Well, I don't see it as being... They wanted people to go and say, ooh, it's like a Skyrim MMO. It isn't, but it's in the same world. It's got a similar, not even a similar feel, but you recognize a lot of the things, you know, the different races and whatnot. And there's elements to it that kind of go, okay, that's reminiscent of Skyrim. That reminds me of Skyrim. That helps me bring along the good thoughts I had about Skyrim so that maybe it'll make me more inclined to enjoy this game. But there's no enjoying the game.
Well, the thing is it's Skyrim just doesn't have the design to be an MMO, though. In my opinion.
Oh, it's a solid single-player
experience.
It's
a great single-player, and if you had a cooperative feature where you could bring in your friend and the two of you could work together, that would be awesome. But it just doesn't scream MMO.
Maybe Bethesda will do that with their next Elder Scrolls game, because actually the company that made Elder Scrolls Online was not Bethesda.
No.
They were a bunch of venture capitalists who went, ooh, we can monetize the fuck out of this.
Yeah.
And monetize they did. How'd that work out? Did that go free to play before WildStar did? Yeah, it did.
I don't know.
Basically a year into its existence. At least it made it, longer than...
They're still charging for it.
Oh, you can pay a subscription.
No, they're still charging for the
game
itself.
You have to actually buy the base game, but it's free to play thereafter.
But they still want $50 for it.
What?
I saw it on, wasn't Steam. Yeah, maybe it was Steam. They had it for $50.
For Tamriel Online.
Yeah, no way. I wouldn't pay $5 for it.
No. I had considered actually, getting it. It was on sale a little while ago, and I was thinking, I might drop $20 on that, but
no.
I just totally forgot about it. But God, that was a while ago. That was like the end of year Steam sale. Mm. So, I mean, would I be willing? I certainly was not going to pay $60 at launch for it, plus a subscription. Hell no. Not after my beta experience, which was basically, it's a single player game with a bunch of people running around. Normally, if you've listened to my shows, you'd think I would like that. But there's not much to like. It's all so gray and brown. I'd like my world to... I'm not saying everything should be World of Warcraft or WildStar and super colorful. But gray and brown gets real old, especially with a little tinge of orange and a little tinge of green here or there. The world is just super bland. How can people watch that all day, every day? I know when I play an MMO, I'll drop into it for 8 hours or so. I would just rip what little hair I have left out. Yeah, I know. Anyway.
You mean off your back?
I have a goatee.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to hear about it, old man. You're older than I am. Point is, it's just bad. I know people enjoy it, but they totally missed the mark on that one. But then again, it wasn't Bethesda that made it, so is it really their fault?
No.
They were just trying to get a quick buck. So,
how about another property that was absolutely wasted? Conan.
You mean like with Age of Conan?
Yeah. They had great potential through all the books.
No, sure.
There is tons of material. What did they do? Yeah, it's a mature role-playing game. A mature MMO, sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically been turned into, hey, look, I can use the slider and make my dick big.
Oh, that's Conan Exiles.
Yes, I know Conan Exile, but still. That's what it's become.
Yeah. It's effectively the spiritual successor to Age of Conan. But yeah, that's sad. But hey, titties. Yeah. And you can get drunk.
Virtual titties.
Yeah.
You can get drunk in any MMO.
Yeah. Well, some have better effects than others, but yeah, it's...
It's all pretty much the screen gets blurry and things get hard to control.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. Of course, this isn't a new thing. This isn't just in the last few years. I mean, look at what Warner Brothers did with The Matrix.
I don't remember that.
Matrix Online?
Oh, I know it existed. But it's kind of like, it's here one day, it's gone the next.
It was out for a few years, actually.
Oh, I know.
And it languished because it was so bad and broken. And I know hardcore fans just wanted to love that game, but they just couldn't.
Well, a good friend of mine, she was so excited for the game. I mean, day one, bought it, started playing it, hated it. She would have preferred to have her teeth pulled out than to continue playing it. But that had potential. It had tons of potential.
Oh, sure. A rich world to live off of. And it was came out about the times of the sequels, didn't it? So they rushed it out a little bit, yeah, but which shows that MMOs don't have to take 7 years to come out. Only good ones take 7 years to come out. But, and yes, that was a poke at Cryptic. Anyway, point is, they had so much to work off of. And they fucked it up! Because, of course, you can't play the one, obviously. That'd be like playing a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a Super Jedi. But at least being able to play in that setting and be able to jump into the Matrix and do things like that and fight against the system, that would be fine. You would think that you could really make a Lord of the Rings Online-style game with that. Maybe not as much lore as LOTRO has, but certainly enough of a basis to work off of to expand out from. And literally with the Matrix, you could do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And what did they end up doing? Closing in less than 5 years?
Yeah.
I mean, there have been some games that have closed fairly quickly, but big AAA MMOs almost never close that quickly. I mean, even The Sims Online didn't close that quickly. And they were full of pedophiles.
I don't remember that.
Really? Oh, Sims Online. Oh, yeah. I almost played it. I almost bought into it because, you know, the Sims are fun. But, and the whole idea was you could have your Sims house and you could, you know, visit other people's Sims houses. And literally, there's thousands and thousands of other people playing. And it turned into, well, oh, what's the name of that one game?
I'm not sure what you're thinking of.
It's like another Second Life.
Yes.
Okay. So it's like that style of game, but with Sims type artwork. And you would think that would go over really well. But then if you played Second Life at all, it's got a really weird kind of community. Not necessarily weird in a bad way. Well, The Sims Online was weird in a bad way. There was some very creepy and shady stuff going on there. And eventually EA, because EA is so good at MMOs, had to pull the plug. Rather than risk helping predators go after kids.
Sims is not one of those games that would make a good MMO. Again, it's kind of like Skyrim. It's better as a cooperative game where, you know, you bring in your friends and you have a multiplayer game.
Yeah, I could see that.
But that's about as far as it needs to go.
Yeah. But, you know, they were trying to create a vibrant... I could see where they were going with it. Trying to create a vibrant World of Sims! And
most people who play Sims, they play it to get away from real people.
Well, that's why we play MMOs in general.
No.
We play to get away from real life.
We do.
Well, a lot of people
Most do. People, they play to socialize. Introverts like us socializing is...
I just want to go get my shinies. I'd rather
stick my finger in a light socket.
Yeah, it's hard enough getting us to get the old game group back together. But anyway, that's another story. So any other...
Oh, there's plenty of properties out there. I mean, I already mentioned Firefly, which I'm still ticked about.
Yeah.
But you name almost any fandom, and there's potential. But it's things like, oh, God, what are
they? Well, there technically is a Hello Kitty online. And apparently it's doing well.
Yeah. MapleStory. One of the biggest MMOs in existence.
It is the biggest MMO in existence. Over 70 million players. It's huge. RuneScape, too. The game's stupid. Really? This is huge? How do people enjoy... Whatever, they enjoy it. Good for them. Great, whatever. I just don't see how it works, but...
I have a property for you that could make a fantastic game.
Oh, what would that be?
Harry Dresden. From the Dresden Files.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great little world.
Great world.
It's along the same lines as World of Darkness, only you're not playing the... Well, you could be playing the monsters, sure, but you can also play regular people.
But there's enough diversity amongst the different supernatural characters that you could be almost anything. And one of the complaints I got from people when we were playing WoW was, you know, this is an abomination. You know, this is against God. Well, in Harry Dresden's world, you can be the sword of God.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, if you want to mete out, you know, holy justice, you can do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be a great property.
Yeah. You could have all kinds of different groups cling to that. Everybody from goths to anime fans, really, could get in on board on that. But then again, while we may be fans of the Dresden Files books, how many other people really are? Oh, sure, there's a lot of people that read the books, but how many of them game? And how many of them are into MMOs? And how many of them would buy this? Is it worth for a company to put that money into? And right now, with the way MMOs have been failing, well, nobody's going to do it anymore.
Part of my point is it's a property that could make a great game, but it's not. They're not going to because they're gun-shy. They're gun-shy from these AAA titles that had a property of value, and they
fucked it up. Yes, they do. And it's sad. You know, people wonder, well, why, you know, there's no games that can survive except for WoW and maybe Final Fantasy XIV because they all tried to copy WoW. No. A lot of them just didn't make good games.
Exactly.
I mean, I've been wanting all month to bitch about the Secret World. And I know it's not the same as a known title. It's not. It was an unknown property. But it was also highly anticipated because it had two things going for it. First of all, at the time it was coming out and was in development, it was really the only true horror-based MMO coming out. I mean, World of Darkness wasn't even in discussion at that time, really. So... there was a huge horror group wanting to play it. Now, there's other MMOs that say they're horror. They're not. They're fantasy. They've got werewolves in them, but they're fantasy. Anyway, and they were basing their stuff off of a lot of the works of H.P. Lovecraft, which is a huge built-in fan base. So this was highly anticipated. And what they gave us was a great setting with great stories and really a... great basis. I still consider it one of the best MMOs ever made. If only the combat system were better. And the skill system. And if it weren't, they weren't saying that they were bad. They just were so different from what people were used to coming from WoW and other MMOs that they went, I don't know what to do with this, and left. So the game toppled over and pretty much bit the dust multiple times. And now it's in maintenance mode. Because of Funcom. Because they couldn't get over themselves. They had to go and create this really new and different thing. And they just went off on their all these tangents to make... Just stick with the goddamn... If they'd give us a WoW clone with those great stories, it would have done fine. Now, what is it? It's a goddamn single-player game. They couldn't fix the game that I've loved for years. No, they don't want to rebuild that. They gave all the stuff that we wanted to a single-player game with some cooperative elements. Thanks, Funcom.
Well, I've been thinking about other properties that have been mishandled.
Oh?
Cyberpunk.
Ooh.
Tabletop game that, I mean, when it came out, there was nothing like it.
Nope.
And still, even though Shadowrun exists, which is the other one I was going to mention, there's nothing like it. It's something so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, some people would argue that, like, there's a Deus Ex and whatnot, but they're not MMOs.
Well, and there's a Shadowrun game out there, but it's not really an MMO. It's a cooperative game.
It's a cooperative game, and they want to have it become an MMO, but that's Shadowrun Chronicles, actually. Look it up. It's technically out there. It's technically a thing. That's not an MMO.
But that's just it. One of the best times we had was, you know, running around, ripping stuff up. You know, you had that troll with the Panther assault cannon and...
Yeah.
Let's see. I had the elf, wasn't he a rigger?
Yes.
And so, yeah, we've got all these little... I've got drones and vehicles that I control, you know, telepathically. And we're just laying waste to the enemy. It was great.
And you could add mages, you had dragons. It's basically cyberpunk, but with fantasy elements.
And magic.
And it's awesome.
All kinds of great things.
And I want to check out Shadowrun Chronicles just to see where it goes. But I have a feeling it's going to go straight the way that Secret World Legends went.
Yeah.
Or Conan Exiles went.
You know one thing I would like to see, though, with Cyberpunk? And this... If you've ever made up a character for Cyberpunk, you'll understand what I'm talking about. When you're making your character, you roll for your history.
The life path.
You roll for your life path.
Yep.
And for the tutorial section of the game, it should play your life path. What led you to this point? So you're learning how to play the game while you're going through your life path. Yes, and you can go to jail during your life path. And actually, yep, you can die during your life path.
It's one of the few games where you can die during the tutorial.
Yes, that would be kind of an abrupt, you know,
here's
scenario.
Reroll.
But still, I think that would be awesome. I think that would be great. If, you know, you can play along and you get orphaned at the age of 14. And by 15, you're hanging with a gang. And by 16, maybe that gang has gone to war and now you're...
Crippled or dead.
Yeah, you're one of the few people left in the gang. And you're left with, you know, you're blind in one eye. That's a permanent change to your character.
Mm-hmm. And most people just get a cybernetic eye, but...
Well, yeah, but...
You gotta buy one.
You're developing your character as you go along. So you're investing more of your want to play, more of your desire to see how this comes out. You're investing yourself in this character during that process.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to do that.
No. Well, you know, CD Projekt Red is the guys behind the Witcher series. They're making Cyberpunk 2077. It was supposed to have come out this year. Most likely it's not going to come out for another couple of years because they keep extending back. They keep developing it more and more and more. Will that be just a single player game? Will it have multiplayer elements? I don't ever see it becoming an MMORPG. That's not what they make. But could they do something good with the property? Sure. But again, not an MMO. And Cyberpunk is a setting and a property that screams to be an MMORPG.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a Night City fully populated with thousands of player characters.
Well, and you get your quests from the scream sheets.
Yeah.
Or from having a fixer.
Yeah. I mean, there could be built-in fixers, or you could ever have
a character
people
who's a
playing
fixer.
A fixer who creates jobs for other people to go and do. That would be fantastic. And there are actually some MMOs out there that do something similar. They literally have no quests.
Mm-hmm.
You pay other people to give you something to do, to give you a quest and whatnot. And you can go and run jobs for them and earn a little money and things like that. It's not quite the same, but it shows that it could be done. It's not a concept that can't happen. You can just have this open world city, this sprawling city, just to start from. Because eventually it could expand all over the world, but if you just crammed a bunch of people into one server, boom, here's the city, go have at it. Even make it procedurally generated buildings so you don't have to design each one.
Well, another
other than
issue
the ones that have
that,
housing,
though, is that could turn into Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yes.
Because
that's why I wouldn't allow open world PvP.
Well, in specified areas, sure, but
no,
open world, no.
If you want to go open world PvP, you're perfectly welcome to shoot anybody you want. And the city police forces will come down on you like a hammer. Because that's what would happen in Night City in the role-playing game. And that's what should happen to people that do it in an MMO.
But I like the concept of having to have your the card, your little life card, your platinum card, or whatever level of life restoration card.
Yeah. You had like the platinum card that would call in air ambulances to come
and
pull you out of a firefight.
Well, and one of the best games we had was when we all played, we stole the idea from the source book, and we made a group of ambulance people. You know, our job was to show up and pull somebody out of a firefight.
Yeah.
And if they were a high enough level, if they had a high enough level card, we would join in the firefight, you know, to quell the fighting so we could drag the person out.
Right.
And yeah, we used the name REO Meat Wagon.
Yes.
That was freaking awesome.
Yes, we are from the 70s. Anyway, so we're getting about that time, so probably should wrap this up. Any other quick thoughts before we end?
No, I think we've covered most of them. I'm sure we'll think of other, you know.
Oh, like, sure. We could have gone on for another hour probably at this point. Yeah. Just
Diablo.
Hell, we didn't even. Oh, God. I would have screamed for a world of Diablo. But no. What do we have to get? Diablo 3. Anyway.
It has cooperative elements.
No, yeah. Yeah. It's not the same. Anyway. So until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Baeolus.
And generic catchphrase ending.
Thanks for listening to the Pixels and Dice podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please check out our other content at gamingstuff.website. We have articles, videos, and lots more to enjoy there. So until next time, generic catchphrase ending.